We are on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. We have some Taisvus to learn. Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai. The Gemara asks that it would seem that the whole thing is a takone from Amid Rabbanan from Beishamei Beisilu. Ditui aloch lemoishe misinai, the Omar Rabbasim Rabbi Yochanan, Meshim Rab Nachum Yish Bikas Beis Chayusan, Eser Netiyis. So Taisis wanted to explain, Eser Netiyis is a aloche for Heter. We're speaking about an Issa. So Taisis says, Mahoche ike aloch lemoishe misinai, Mahoche ike ledagdei, Midi shori rachmona yaldo is since the Torah had it, since the loch lamaish misina to be matir, chereisha for a yaldo, mechlal diskeina asura. So from the loch, arei de loch lamaish misina, nesra tois vis shvius. Avaleteira lechud le yaldo le yitzach, you don't need the loch lamaish misina just to tell me that a yaldo is mutter. The Mahechi Taisi Lesses, our Kochach from the Loch Lamesh Misinai, we can derive that a Yalda, that is an Issa Tais Vishvius. Netiyais, so there's a din of Esa Netiyais. Tnan b'mesech Shvius Perikamo, ad Eimosai Nikro Netiyais. Till when are they called Netiyais? Now, the tears are young trees. So, by young trees, there's a heta, one may be chayrish, if it's a 10 young trees in a beisah. So we say, this whole area is needed for the giddel of the tears. So a male one is permitted to be chayrish the whole beisah. So now there's a mission in Sefer Kama de Shviyas, ad emas ay nikro tears. Rabbi Lozo ben Azaya Omer, Ad she yachaylu. Now, Ad she yachaylu means as follows. Ad she yeitzu lechulam b'shana ha-reviyis al yedei pidyin. Till the peiris will go out lechulam al yedei pidyin. Vimlei podon b'shona ha-reviyis ad she yasa chulen b'shona ha-chamishis. Now, that is pshat in the Mishnah. Now, Bach Sechmer, the lumbus of the Mishnah is as follows, that it's considered a netiye kol's man, it does not give out peiris that can be eaten all over. So that's called a netiyah. Then it's called a netiyah. When it gives out peiris already, that are edible all over, so that's called a nilon already. So the shame netiyah, so ad she yachaylu. So that means till the peiris, ad she yetzu lechulin, till the peiris will become chulin. It gives out chulin the kepiris, then it's called a nilon. So that can be in two way famine. Either Bishona or Revius al Yedei Pidyon. That means if he was paid them, if he was paid the payres, so then it's called an Ilon because it gives out payres chulin. Or if he was not paid the payres, so Memele, so Shona Revius, it's still called an Etiyah. And then by Shona HaChemishis, it will get a Shem Ilon, because then the Peiris are automatically Chulin. Now, I didn't understand this Mishnah, that when is he paid the Peiris? L'chayre, if he was paid the Peiris, after he was Toilish them, so L'chayra, I thought L'chayra, that wouldn't help the situation. I mean, it was Taylor Shalit the person, now he's paid, so how does this affect the Ilam? So not being too well acquainted being Yoni Zoy, I thought perhaps it's also good. That means it's Mitla Toli Vekoi, even though he was Taylor the Peiris. But the Shem Ilam or Shem the T is dependent, does it give out Peiris does it give out Peiris Haroi, does it give out Peiris Chulam? So even though he was Talish to Peiris, Kozman, the Netter Revai, so it doesn't have a shame to you. Whenever he decides to be paid to the Peiris, so then it has a shame to you. So I thought perhaps it's speaking about that he's paid the Peiris after the Tlisha, but Afal Pikain, it could then lose the shame to you after the Pidyon. I gratzo today in Teres Hazroim that he's machiach from this Mishnah that Rabbi Kiva holds you can make pidyon at the Revai b'machuber. So it's go good if you can make it b'machuber, so it's go good. So with the Peiris on it, the shaila is it could have already a shame ilon or a shame netiyah. That is what Rabbi Lezer ben Azai holds. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Bash Sheva Shoni. Till 7 years it's an Atiyah, after 7 years it becomes an Elon. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Netiyah Kishmo. Netiyah Kishmo means that the year was planted, so if it's 1 year old, that's called an Atiyah. If it's more than a year old, so it's called an Elon. Now, the Turi Evan, and Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah asks a beautiful kasha on this Rabbi Kiva. We had in the Gemara and Av Daled Amad Aleph that we had a machlekes on the pasuk Bechorish Bekotzer Tishbeis. What is this pasuk teaching us? The Rabbi Kiva said this is teaching us Tais V'Shviis. That Tais V'Shviis is also Becharisha. And Rabbi Shmuel said it's teaching us that Ktziras Omer is Deicha Shabbos. And how does Rabbi Shmuel know of Tais V'Shviis? He knows from Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. So it would seem that Rabbi Kiva, that's what the Gemara said, that Rabbi Kiva holds Elohuchas Rabbi Shmuel Koi L'Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel holds it's Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. And Rabbi Kiva holds, we learn our Tais V'Shabbos from a, Tais V'Shviis from a Pasuk. So, Taina Teturi Evan, L'Chaire, according to Rabbi Kiva, so there's no Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. I mean, he learns our Tais V'Shviis from a Pasuk. Say, Bezoi, if there's no Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, so how does he know the din that Esther Netiyah she could be chayrish? In the pasuk, the whole halacha l'mayishim sinai was you're allowed to be chayrish Esther Netiyah. That was the whole halacha l'mayishim sinai. And from this we derive, I says Netiyah, you're allowed to be chayrish akenis. You're not allowed to be chayrish. But that was the whole thing. Now, if Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold of the halacha l'mayishim sinai, like the Gemara says, he learns out from a pasuk. So there should be no difference between the Tiyas and Skenes. So the Turi Evan asks, so what's Pshat in this Mishnah? Here we see Klod, Rabbi Kiva does hold as the heter of the Tiyas. That's the Mishnah is speaking about this din, that the Tiyas are muta to be chayrish erev shviyas, and until when are they called the Tiyas? So Rabbi Kiva says the Tiyas kishmo. Turiyevan blives by Akasha. Rabbi Kiveger in Mishnah brings down this Turiyevan, and then he brings down Akapas Tmorim in Sukkah, that also asks this Kasha, and the Akapas Tmorim in Sukkah says a very interesting teretz. The Akapas Tmorim says that as follows. He says, according to Rabbi Kiva, since the zikha was Allah l'maisha misinai that chayrushin yud netiyas. That's no shayla. It was Allah l'maisha misinai. So now, but the shayla is as follows. The shayla is this called the Allah l'maisha misinai or not? He says, if you don't have any limud, so the whole Allah is built from the whole halacha is built from that was nimsa l'maisha misinai. So that's called halacha l'maisha misinai. That this halacha, there's no posik. This halacha l'maisha misinai. If you have a posik,
So Memele, so the Pasuk says Chirish is also. Now there's Halacha L'Moish Mishin that tells us, but Yud Netiyas is Mutter. He should say, that's not called Halacha L'Moish Mishin, that's called Teire Shebal Peh. That's Peirushe Shal Teire. If you have a Pasuk, and now the Rebbeinu Shalom told Moish Rabbeinu, Hake, there's a Din Chirish, is also B'tais V'Shvish, but not by Yud Netiyas. So Memele, that's called a Peirish of the Pasuk. That's not called Halacha L'Moish Mishin. So that means that was nimsar to Moshe, that Yud Netiyas are mutter to be chayrish ad Rosh Hashanah. That's a davar muskim. But does it have a shem halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, or does it have a shem teirish abal peh? That argument says on davtal. That's a machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rashi in Ksav Yad that says that since there's a hefsed, you could figure it out misvorim. That's what Rashi says. It seems you don't even need that according to Rabbi Kiva, you don't need a loch l'moishem misina. You can figure it out misvor. Let's go further in the Taisvis. Ilon shen nigmam. Perish, what does that mean? Shenechtach. That the tree was cut close to the trunk, close to the bottom of the tree. Vahitzi chalipin, and it started growing a new tree, from this trunk it grew out a new tree. So mitafach olamata, if it was cut, mitafach olamaylo kenetiye. So memele, that what is growing is a netiye. Mitafach olamaylo ke ilon, divrei Rab Shimon. So this is another shaila hastis, if it's in the year, does it have a shem, when it's coming out from a previous trunk, so that's totally if it's mitafach olamaylo, mitafach olamat. Nisach hamay, vohod amrinen ba'alme, mem yud, mem l'rabis nisach hamayim niskeihem, minatoyre, ein el asmachta ba'alme, kein perisha b'nechananu, because on nisach hamayim we have alach olamayish misina. Shrei kvar nemar sodcho loisizra. Rabbi Kiva said that we have a posik bechorish ubekotzer tishbites. Now Rabbi Kiva held it's not coming to tell us. We mentioned yesterday the posik is sheishi shomim tavoid uvayoyim ashvi tishbites bechorish ubekotzer tishbites. So Rabbi Kiva held it's not telling us b'yayim ha'shvi tishbosh b'chorish b'kotzer because yayim ha'shvi this lametes malochis ha'osa. So the b'chorish b'kotzer tishbosh is going on the sheish shomim tavoy. Normally one can work the six yimei chayil, but if it's shvi is or tois v'shvi is b'chorish b'kotzer tishbosh. So Rabbi Kiva said, you can't say it means Shviyas Bechorish Bekotzer Tishbeis, because the Pasuk says, Sot Choloi Sizcha V'kal Mecholoi Sizma. So now, L'chaire, the train of thought is very difficult to understand. Here is speaking a Pasuk that's asking Charishe, or saying there's a Din Shvisan Charishe, Bechorish Tishbeis. So it can't be speaking about Shviyas, because it says by Shviyas you're not allowed to be Zereya. So what's the cheshbon? You're not allowed to be Zereya, but to hear the Pasuk says you're allowed to be Chayrish. So what does the Pasuk of Zriya have a Shaychus? How is this proving that the mitzvah of Shvisa of Chayrisha is not going on Shviyas? So Taisva says the Gemara is just bringing the beginning of the pasuk. Va'achakach siv esviach tzircha loisikzer. So the Torah asked k'tzira also. Alma k'tzira loyitzterich. But k'tzira you don't need. So Mamela, so the Ike Kash is, why does it say, Uvakotzer Tishbois, you should be Shoivis from Ktzire? It says, Sviach Tzir Choloi Tzikzer, I know already there's a din Shvise by Ktzire. Vafiloim Timtzoloi Mecherisha Tzrichem, Afilo, you will tell me that you need the posik of Cherisha in Shvius to tell you that one should be Shavis from Cherisha, that's Oras Cherisha Le Ashkechon, Elohochem Yekzir Le Yitzchak. But let's talk about Makotzer Tishbois. Why does the posik have to say Zedin Shvius by Ktzirem? Ktzir Le Yitzchak. So that's klo. So ubakotzer tishbois is not going on shviyis. Ubakotzer tishbois is going on erev shviyis. That's eiskecheshbet. So now lahi drosha the osi ktsire. So now since I know that ktsire is going on erev shviyis, osi chirishe. So chirishe is also going on erev shviyis. Given the Kosvino Gabi Adori, since they both are written together. Inami Svirulay Larabik, that's one Mahalach in Taisvis. So the Mekoyer that it's speaking about Erev Shviyis is from Kotzer. And now Kotzer is a Gilui and Chorish. Inami Svirulay Larabikive, ki da Moralel, or another text, could be Rabikive holds, like we had before, the loika alacharish. We had before amachleikis, amiroim, abalozer and rabbi yechenin, if you like an charishe. Chedamrin and taimelel, sover rabbi kive. We said before, we make a klal prat a klal. So that rabbi kive holds like that. V'tavayu miyutor. So now, according to that, mahalach, so I know klo that there's malkis, by Cherisha b'Shviyis, what is it coming to tell me by Chorish Tishbois? Hakoch is coming for Erev Shviyis. V'alibed Rabbi Kive Kaporish v'Ozel. So now the Gemara is explaining, according to Rabbi Kive, Imeine Inyin l'Shabbos. I can't be speaking about Shabbos, Nui Tineu Gabi Shviyis. Spoken about Shviyis, and it can be in Shviyis Kufa, because I know in Shviyis that Cherish and Ktzir is also. Ube mashmo usay dekro shebo lahachmir veloy lahokil. So the mashmois of the posik seems it's coming to be machmir, not to be mekel. That means that we have here machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kive, what is Bachorish Vakotzer Tishbois? Now, Pashta Dekro, it's going on Shabbos. Sheish Shomim Tavit, the Bimeshvi Tishbois, Bachorish Vakotzer Tishbois. That's Pashta Dekro. But Pashta Dekro is also that Bechorish Bekotzer Tishbeis is coming to tell us Isurim. Now, if you say it's going on Shabbos, so it's not telling us Isurim, it's telling us it's a Hetek Tziris HaOimer B'Shabbos. So therefore, Rabbi Kive accepted the Pashta Dekro of Bechorish Bekotzer Tishbeis is coming to tell us Isurim. And therefore, we have to say it's not going on B'yayim HaShviyit Tishbeis, it's going on Sheish Shomim Tavoin, but if it's Erev Shviyis, Bechorish Bekotzer Tishbeis. That's the Svora of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel Adifalei Lu'ukmi B'Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel wants to Zetzer Ein B'Shabbos. The Pashti Dekro Mayri because the Pashti Dekro, the flow of the Pashti Dekro B'Shviyit Tishbeis is Bechorish Bekotzer Tishbeis. Bechorish Bekotzer is going on B'yayim HaShviyit. Even though that will mean that the Bechorish Vekotzer is coming to tell us a kulon arachuma, we look maybe Shviyis leimayri bay. That's not going on Shviyis ula hachmer. So that's the machloikis Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiv. Elo Omar Rav Nachman Bayitzot. Now we have heard in the Gemara as follows. The Gemara had asked Akash, we first started off that instead b'shem that Ram Gamliel based dinoi were mevatel the din of Tais v'Shvius. So Gemara asked, how could he be mevatel? It was a takonic kedume. So Mo said, Beishamay and Beisilu, when they made the takone, they said that if that whoever wants to be mevatel can be mevatel. Then the Gemara asked Akasha, the Isser of Tais v'Shvius is not a darabonon, it's a loch l'maisha misinai. So then the Gemara answered, the loch l'maisha misinai is only for 30 days, the last 30 days of the year, and they were meisiv from Shvuas, from Pesach. Then the Gemara had asked, it's not a loch l'maisha misinai. It's a posik, b'chorish v'kotzer tishbois. Elo omar Rav Nachman by Yitzrok, ki gmiri hilchese lemishli yaldo, troi lemeser skeno. So Rav Nachman by Yitzrok said, no, that I'm chaylik, that the halacha is not coming to tell us the Isser Tais v'Shvius. The Loch is coming to tell us a heter of Esser Netiyes. And the Pasuk is telling us the Isser. Elo Omar Rav Nachman Bayitzok. Hi Elo, so what is the Elo over here? I mean, Be'emison, it's really the same Mahalach like before. I mean, we asked Akasha, how could Ram Gamliel be mavatel? It's a deraisa. So it's the same mahalach that Rabbi Yitzchak had said that the deraisa is only the last 30 days, and the other days are the rabbonon. And Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak said the same thing. The last 30 days are the Rabbonon, and it's the same thing. No, the Shaila is, if you learn out the last 30 days from Halacha Moshe Misinai, or you learn it out from, like this was a Pesazayta Kikash, it's the same Mahalach like Rabbi Yitzchak, nor the Shaila is that the last 30 days, you learn out from Halacha Moshe Misinai or from a Posse. Hai Elo Koi Ahai de Rabbi Yitzchak de Leel, ki gmiri hilchese l'shloishim yoim lifnei reish shone, da hainu be'ilonais zekeinim, loiteime, de lohochi osi hilchese, elosova Rav Nachman de iso shloishim lefi oimed chachomim. So Taisa says, the Ela is as follows, that it's not only a shaila from where we learn out the din Taisvis. The 30 days, how do we derive 30 days? That's also a machlokes. That means, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, that's the loch l'maisha misinai. The loch l'maisha misinai is coming to tell us 30, so the number 30 days we hear from the loch l'maisha misinai. And Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, no, that we don't have a loch, but if I count the whole halacha l'moishim, the whole 30 days is an oimed chachomim. That means it was nimsal chachomim to be mishayer, how much to be moisif. Lefi oimed chachomim. That, and that is a din taisvis, and they were mishayer that the taisvis should be 30 days. And also, there's a gzeira de rabbonon that they said you have to be meisiv more. V'yesh te mishapshile lahai elo de Rav Nachman ben laharich b'divreim. Now, you could be geiris elo. So, Taisis means to say the elo is in how the 30 days are derived. Is it derived from an oimet chachomim? Or is it derived from a loch l'moishe misinai? Dachsich mir with this Taisis, I had a problem when I learned the Gemara Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara and Daf Gimel Amud Beis, when Rabbi Yochanan said Pshat in the Memra of Rav Dimi, so Rabbi Yochanan said Pshat as follows. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rav Dimi came with a Memra, Yochel Yilka La Taisves, V'nosiv La Talmud Leptura. So we have to figure out what Rabbi Yochanan, what Rav Dimi was speaking about. So Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Yomim Sheisifu Chachomim Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. We're speaking about the Yomim Sheisifu Chachomim Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Achikomo Yachal Yilka Taisus Rosh Hashanah. Tosimi Bechor Shebekotza Tishpais Venosvula Talmuda Lepturi Ketubin Lemein Lekamo. So we had mentioned yesterday there's a Machlekes Taisus and the Ritvim. If this Malkis that Rav Dimi is speaking about, is that a Malkis the Arais or is a Malkis Mardis? Taisvi says it's speaking about Malkis the Arais. That's what Taisvi says, Pshat. So how do you understand the words of Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan, Yomim Shehisifu Chachomim Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Which Yomim are you speaking about? Yomim Shehisifu Chachomim, and you're speaking about you should get Malkis. How can you get a Malkis the Arais on Yomim Shehisifu Chachomim? I didn't understand the Gemara. But when they came to this Taisvis, it's very good, Taka. That's Taka Pshat. I mean, the Yomim Sheisifu Chacham, Taka like that. Because the Pasuk only says there's a Din Taisvis, but we don't know the Taisvis. We don't know this Man Taisvis. So this Man Taisvis was Nimsa Lechachomim. So that's Yom, but it's a Daraisa. It was Nimsa Lechachomim. So we're talking about Yomim Sheisifu Chachomim. Is that Din Taisvis or not? So Rabbi Yochanan had said that v'nosiv lo lepture and v'nosiv lo talmud lepture lemaise. Rabbi Gamliel holds that there's no chiyuv, there's no din malchus. It's yipotah for malchus. Why? Because we learn that gzeirah shavah shabbos shabbos. What's gzeirah shavah? Ma lo holon hi asura lefoneo lachreo mutarim. Just like by Shabbos, Bereishis, he asura, the Shabbos is also lefoneo lacher mutarim. The same thing by Shviris is also lefoneo mutarim. Vikashe, fraktach teisves, from mafkinen, mikrobe meseches yume, peirik basre, the tzorich lasis teisves, gabi Shabbos, bein beknisosa, bein bitziosa. Leisifo Michela Lakaidish, Taisa says, what do you mean? There is a din Taisvis. There is a din Taisvis. Bein Biknisosa, Bein Bitsiosa, Leisifo Michela Lakaidish. So what's the whole limud of Rabbi Gamliel? You learn that from Shabbos. But Shabbos is also a din Taisvis. Ikalameimahu puta loika choshev. We're not talking about that minute amount of time. Even the Lehava Elakoshu, that Taisvis, that Yomaisiv, Erev Shabbos, that's a Koshu. Vechiyahi Shiyur and Nami Yemoy, the Ram Gamliel, the Tzorch Loisiv, Fakert, and Shviyis, then you're right, if I can learn out Shabbos, the Shabbos of Shviyis from Shabbos Bereishis, just like Shabbos Bereishis is a Taisvis Koshu, here there's also a Taisvis Koshu. That Ram Gamliel learns out, no shayla about it. Is there another Taisvis? Is there a Taisvis we're talking about a Taisvis of 30 days? Is there such a Taisvis, a larger Taisvis? That's the Shaila. A 12th of the, I mean, there's a Taisvis of 30 days, that means a 12th of the Zman of Shviyas. There's a Zman Taisvis, so there should be a Taisvis, a 12th of the Mesles of Shabbos, you should be Maisef Erev Shabbos. That's the Shakla Vitalia. The Mitzvah Eison brings down here a beautiful kasha from the Tvur Sheir. The Tvur Sheir asks, if we learn, Taisvis asks as follows, Taisvis asks that, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Gamliel learns out Shviyas from Shabbos. You know Shabbos is a din Taisvis. So Taisvis answers, and he says, no, that Taisvis we talk to learn out. There's no shaila about it. So now we talk to learn out. We're speaking about a different Taisvis. So the Tvur Sheir asks, the Ritas Loshna Taisvis, it seems, this Taisvis, you learn out from Shabbos. This Taisvis Koshu. So he says, you don't have to learn out the stasis from Shabbos. Shviyah starts with Rosh Hashanah. So Memele, so als Rosh Hashanah, there's a din tasis yantiv. You have to be meisiv. So you don't, this tasis you don't have to learn out from Shabbos. I mean, this tasis you mechuyiv als Rosh Hashanah alone. That's what the Tavur Shoyer asks. So I saw Sefer Chelkas Binyamin, he says a beautiful teretz. He says, no, there's an afkemine between the din taisvis als Rosh Hashanah and the din taisvis als Shvius. He brings down a very interesting minchas chinuch. The minchas chinuch says that by Shabbos, the din is that Amir al-Akum is mutamin ha-Torah, because there the iser is that you're not allowed to do a malocha. So Memele, so if I tell a guy to do a malocha, I'm not doing a malocha. So Memele min ha-Torah, Amir al-Akum is mutamin. So the minchas chinuch, but by Shviyas, if I'll tell a guy to work on the earth, so he says, so then it's also min ha-Torah. Why? Because there the iser, there the din is that the Oretz has to be Shoivis. The din is, he says, just like there's a din, according to Beishame and Shabbos Shvises Kalim, or there's a din of Shvises Behemtoi. So if my Behemoth will be working, you're not allowed to give over, you're not allowed to rent your Behemoth to Goy, because your Behemoth will be working. So there the din is, my Behemoth is not allowed to work, even though I'm not doing anything. I'm davening in shul, and the Goy is working with it. But the din is, my Behemoth is not permitted to work. So the din by Shviyas is that the Oretz has to be Shavis. That's the din. So the Minchas Chinuch says, so Amir La'akum will be awesome in Atayr. If you tell a guy to be Oived the Adoma in Shviyas. So the Chelkas B'Yomim wants to say, so Memele, so that would be a beautiful teretz on the Tvur Sheir's Kasha. That means like this, that we learn out this adin taisvis shviyas from taisvis Shabbos. That means, alts the din of taisvis yontev. So I'd be, let's say the zman of taisvis is a minute before the shkia. That's the zman of taisvis. So alts the din of taisvis yontev, I'm not allowed to do a meloche. I'm not allowed to be oived the karka a minute before the shkia. Because that Taisvus Yontif, I'm not allowed to do it, just like in Yontif, I'm not allowed to do a Maboche, so Erev Yontif, I'm not allowed to do. But I'll say, din of Taisvus Yontif, I'll tell a guy to do a Maboche a minute before the Shkiyah, it's Mutamin HaTorah, what's wrong with that? I'll say, din of Taisvus says, what is the din of Taisvus Shvius, we learn out from Taisvus Yontif, that a minute before the Shkiyah, you won't be permitted min HaTorah to tell a guy to do an Avod in the Karka. That's like the din of Taisvus Shviyas. That's what Taisvus means. That we do learn that, but we're speaking about a 12th of Shviyas, 30 days, that is, that Rabbi Gamliel said, there's no such din Taisvus. Let us go further. Avoloi, we have in the Mishnah, Avoloi mimei hakshamim, umimei akiloi. That one is not permitted to water a beis hashlochim from rainwater, or mimei hakilain, or from kilain is a yibach. Here brings down an ois aleph losh narambam kilain claim a boyer omuk, a deep boyer. So you're not allowed to, even though we're allowed to water a field, a beis hashlochim, with from a mayon, but you're not from a spring, but you're not allowed to water it from a deep boir and from an accumulation of rainwater. So and we had explained the Mishnah as follows, that we'd explained that the Mishnah is speaking about that he is watering the field, that means you have a mayon of spring water that's coming out, and I make beregel with my foot, I make indentations in the earth, and the water goes into these indentations, and it waters the field, it irrigates the field, from the mayan. From a May key line, I'm not allowed to irrigate the field. That means a deep boyer, I'm not allowed to irrigate the field, because that would mean a tilche yisera, that means I have to go and be doyle mayim from the boyer, and schlep it out of the boyer, and then bring it to the field and water it. That's a tilche yisera, and a tilche yisera is also afilu b'mokim pseit. So that's the Mishnah. But the Mishnah says two cases you're not allowed. The one case is mimeik shamim, and that's an accumulation of rainwater, which could be a pond of rainwater, mimei hakilon. So the Gemara says as follows: bishloim mimei hakilon, ike tirchi yaseir. There's a tirchi yaseir over there. If I can't, you have to go and you have to be going the doyle mayim from the boyer and slip it up. Elo make shomim my tirchi. Make shomim. If you have a body of water, you have a pond of water near your field. So the same way you bring the water with a mayon by just making indentations in the earth, and the water will follow these indentations. So the same way you can do it with make shamim. Hello, make shamim my tirche ike. Omar Rabbi Eloi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Gzeira make shamim oto mekile. That means, since this is not spring water, it's rain water, so you're gonna take make shamim, and then someone will take mekile already. What's the difference? It's deeper, not deeper. So memele, so in order to ensure that the gzeira should have a kiyum, they asked make shamim also. Rav Ashi Omar make shomim gufayu lidei mekiloin osu. Rav Ashi said that make shomim is a potential mekiloin. That means like this. You have a pond of water. Now the pond is filled to the brim. So you're going to go and make an indentation, and the water is going to go, and it's going to water the field. Now, but let's be rayes anoilad. There's no source for new water to come in. So the Lamaisa, you're using this water. The water level will go down, and now you have to water your field. And your indentations won't help anymore. So a smart person will find a mate. So start taking buckets and they'll start watering the field. So therefore, every make shamim is a potential make kilayim. So in the middle, that's where the yasid, make shamim, you have to be a reyes and oilet. Let's see Rashi, gzeira make shamim, Rabbi Yochanan said gzeira make shamim, do mosul and mevet make kila. If you do make shamim, you might make kila. Make shamim nami osili day make kila. Kloima, ki madli minei, you'll be taking water out of it. Is nasis memela mekilin, then it's going to become the water level will go down mekilin. Mishayne mole, it's not full anymore. Triche milson, then it'll be a tirche. Zok the Gemara weiter. Kamiflegim the Rabzeira, the Omar Rabzeira, Omar Rabbe Bar Yirmiya, Omar Shmuel. Narois ha-moishchen mayim min o-agamim. Now you have here an agam is a swamp. Now you have here swamps, we'll see the maskonas ha-gemore is here, we're speaking in Bovel, which is a very swampy area. It is saturated with water because it's very deep, and all the rainwater and everything, it's very swampy. It's a very swampy area, and since there's so much swampy area, you can have rivers coming. That means if it goes on the space, if it goes on an angle, so you can have rivers flowing from these agamim. So you have agamim and you have rivers. But between you and me, all this water, whatever you see, the rivers and everything is rainwater. So now, Rab Zeira had said, the Omar Rab Zeira, Rabbe Bar Yirmi Omar Shmuel, Naharis HaMoishchen Mayim Min HaGamim. You have rivers flowing water from the Agame. And we'll see the Maskonos HaGemore is, but these Agamim will never be Nifsak. That means they're there. That the place is saturated with water and it's going to be there. It'll never be Nifsak. So he said, Mutala Hashkis Mem B'Choyli Shalmoid. So what is the Chiddush of Rabbi Zeire? So Rabbi Zeire is telling us, if you have rainwater, which will never become Nifsak, will never become Mekiloin, so then you're allowed to use the rainwater also. That means that the Inyan of Amayan, which is permissible, because Amayan is never Nifsak. Amayan will never become a Mekiloin. But if you have a situation that you'll have rainwater will never become a Mekiloin, so Mamel, then you're allowed to use rainwater also. So the Gemara says, "V'kamifluki b'darab zeira." The Omar Rab Zeira, Merabe Bar Yirmiya Mashmu. Narois haMoishrin Ma'ayim Min Agamim Mutal Hashkes Men B'Choyli Shomoy. Is Mar Isle Darab Zeira, Mar Lesle Darab Zeira. That means as follows: Rabbi Loi Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Let's go the other way. Rav Ashi said, "Make Shamin Gufayil Day Mekilan Also." Rav Ashi explained why is a pond no good? Because a pond is a potential mekilon. The water level is going to fall and it's going to be a mekilon and the mice will come to a tirchi yisera. That is only, that's tafke if you have a situation that it can become a mekilon. What if you'll have Nareis ha-moishrim mayim in agamim from bubble, the agamim of bubble, which will never be nifsak. So then, according to Rav Ashi, it'll be permissible. The whole this of mekshamim is if they can become a mekiloi. According to Rabbi Loyam and Rabbi Yochanan, they said they were goyzer mekshamim oto mekiloi. So he's coming to tell us a chiddush. Afilu these mekshamim will never become a mekiloi. That means Rav Ashi shtik teira, everyone holds. That's not a big shtik teira. If it'll become a mekiloin, it's poshet, that it's also, because it's a potential mekiloin. But Rabbi Loyam and Rabbi Yechanan came to tell us a bigger chiddush, that if it will never become a mekiloin, it's also. So, pligi b'darab zeira. That means that Rav Zeira's din will be the machlokes of Rav Ashi and Rabbi Yechanan. Now let us, the Naris HaMoshe and the Mutter LaHashkes, because this is Shalei B'Mkoymi, the Kerner says it goes later. Rabbi Loi Omer Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer Gozrinan, make Shomim, Afila Heiche, the Loi Poskim. Rabbi Loi Omer Rabbi Yochanan said, you would go and make Shomim, Afila Heiche, the Loi Poskim, Otto Meiki Loim. He's talking about Loi Poskim. How do I know he's talking about Loi Poskim? Bidaka Marav Ashi make shomim lidei mekiloin also, because Rav Ashi said that make shomim is also because it can become a mekiloin. So Michlad Rabbi Yechanan also said loy also lidei mekiloin. It's less like the Rabbi Zeira the loy goza. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Zeira the loy goza. Let us see further. Gufe, Omar Rabbi Zeira, Omar Rabbi Bar Yirmiya, Omar Shmuel, Naris, Omar Yishchen, Mayim, and Agamim, Mutal Ashkes, Mem Bechoyle, Shol Moye. That was the member of Rabbi Zeira. Eisve, Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yirmiya, Estakashut, Rabbi Zeira, Avoloi, Mi Meik Shomim, Avoloi, Mi Meik Hiloim. So what was Pshat in Rabbi Yirmiya's Kashe? We'll see in Rashi in a minute, but Rabbi Yirmiya held that he's speaking about Naris HaMoshrin Min Agamim that can become Nifsak. So it's a potential Mekiloin. So why is this Mutter? Omalei Yirmi Yebri Ani Agamim De Bovol Kemaya De Loi Poski Domi. The Agamim of Bovol, that's Mayim De Loi Poski, that means these swamps will remain there forever. So Memele, so that's why they were matter. And let us see Rashi. Let's go back to the Rashi. Nareis ha-moishch min agamim, hashte mashmelei, Rabbi Yirmi, who asked the kashe, so he held me agamim avidi de poski. He held it is avidi de poski. So it's mutashkin b'chayla moid loy gozri dil me psike me agamim bozol v'toch v'yayis min arach. Yeah, that was the kashe. Meis ve'aboloi mekilum dul me mifsiki v'torach leitz min ahome kochanam imoy le nechish dul me mifsiki mei agamim omalei kemaydaloi poski domi v'leke le mechish. That fakert that since the source is the agamim of bovel, it's le poski. Bishloime me, let us see Toisvis, bishloime mekiloin elo mekshomim. Mayri bechi aigavne. That means the kimblon the loyposki. We know that it's loyposki. Taisa saying pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. Less buisa al my time of the meforish abli poske is lisur kidul kamon. The bechol midi the posi kiki surim mishum da ozel. If this is going to stop in the middle, maisi mokim rochi kivin shischol hashka ish layavsi tzede ilkach ikeluk mi ocha the loy poski. Speaking about the loy poski, that is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said afilu loy poski they were geizer make shomim otu make killing. Let's see the Gemara further. Tonu Rabbonon, Hapseikois Vahabreichois Shenismalu Mayim Me'erev Yontev, Oso Lahashkeis Mehem B'choylei Shalmoit. So what does Rashi say? Pseikois Ubreikois, Chode Milsets, types of pounds, bodies of water, Shnismalu mai me'erev yontev. Also, lahashkos mem b'chayli shamoit. This is, in other words, this is make shamim. And you're not allowed to be mamala from make shamim. V'im hoiso amas amayim oiveres b'neim. But, if you have between these breichais, you have breichais, and between these two breichos, you have an amas hamayim, which is a mayan. So, moisa amas hamayim, iveres beneim, mutter. So then, you're allowed to be memale from the breichos. That is the chiddush of this parais. That means breichos, there was a gzeire, the rabbonon, that you're not allowed to be male from breichos. Why aren't you allowed to be mali from breiches? We had a machlekes, the maposki, or there were geyser, otto mekilein. That is, if there's no other source of water in the field, then you're not allowed to be mashke from these breiches. But, there's another source of water in the field, there's a mayan also beina breiches, so now you're permitted to be memale from the breiches. Shalat medbal from the breiches. That's what it says of Ivim. Oisa amas amayim oiveres beineyim. Muta. So then it is muta. Omar Rav Pope. Vohu sherubo shel oisa sode shoise ma oisa amas amayim. That means the amas amayim that I have is strong enough to water to irrigate roiv of the soda. If it's if there's enough water in the amas hamayim to irrigate roiv of the soda, then I'm permitted to be mashke from the breiches. Rav Ashi Oma afal pi she'ein rubo shaloise soda shoise, even though roiv of the soda cannot be irrigated from the amas hamayim, from the mayim, but since you have here a spring which is running, Meimar Omar Ileshosya Lechad Yoime Tishti Litrayat Losa Yoimes, even though I won't be able to water the whole field in one day, so with 3 days I'll be able to water it. Before we see Rashi, I'd like to say over the Chazenish in Shvius, Perik Tazayin Oistes. He says as follows. Muta lahashkais ma'amas hamayim. One is permitted to be mashke from ma'amas hamayim. Now we have here amachloikis Rav Pope and Rav Ashi. If the amas hamayim is not maspik to be mashke roiv of the sod. If Rav Pope was said only daf could be mashke roiv of the sod, Rav Ashi says of ilona. So zukta chazenishaz. Muta lahashka is me amas hamayim. If you have an amas hamayim alone, av be'eino maspekes l'roiv asoda, but this amas hamayim is not too strong, not too big. It goes here, a type of a spring, but it's not too much water. It's not maspek in one day to be mashke roiv asoda. So there's no shail about that. Everyone holds its muta. But zeh gam Rav Pope moide. The loy amru ella shaloy yashkem mi make shomim. Chazal only asked to be mashkem mi make shomim. Make shomim is problematic. Make shomim will become a mekilain. If you have an amas amayim, you have a mayan over here, so they'll never come to tichy yaseir. It'll take a few days till water the whole field. So that doesn't bother me. So that's no shaila. If your source of water is an amas hamayim, elohoched, our sugya, the problem is as follows. The mashke mibrecha, he's being mashke from rainwater. He's being mashke from rainwater. Isovar apope, the bizman she amas hamayim ike. So Rapope held like this. If the amas hamayim is the Iker source of water, or you have an Iker source of water from the Amas Hamayim, who make shomim tfeilim, and the make shomim is a tofel, like gazrina, so I'm allowed to use the make shomim. I have a bechlal mayim, so it's called, I'm watering my field from a mayim. I have a mayim, this is rave of the soda, so they have a little, I'm using a little to be mashlam with make shomim. That's called, I'm being mashke the field with may mayim. Avol, so that's what our papa was machadish. Avol im mashke ruba mi make shomim, but what is? If you want to water your field, so rave of the water, if you want to accomplish it, will have to come from make shomim. You have a small source of mayon. Now here already was the machloikis. Avli mashke ruba me make shomim. So rapope held havi bichlal gzeres make shomim. So that already is another. So I have a mayon here also. But that falls into the category of gzeres make shomim. Now the chazanish is mesupik ve'efsher the mayri. This case, the smachlikis of Rapop and Ravashi, efsher the mayri the loy osili day mekilay. And he says, let's speak about these mekshomim. He says, could be it's speaking about that these mekshomim will never come li day mekilay. Kegoin the hamayim merubim. There's a lot of water. That means whatever it needs is a small field and a lot of water will never come li day mekilay. Or maybe it's shallow water, so Vaita won't be mekilin because it's shallow. Avu yosili mekilin yeshlemet hachashini dum lo yavsik milahashke. So maybe then could be a filler of Ashi is also moide that it's also. Vavshefil the yavu de mekilin lo gozrinen kemoishe lo gozru b'mayan atzma. Vavashi sova dafi mashke hashte rubi mi make shomi mutam. Ravashi says that even though roiv of the hashko is coming from make shomim, mutad lehave bechlal make shomim, it doesn't fall into the gzeira vein mashkim in make shomim, kivin the yesh kan mayan, since there is a mayan in the field also, somocholei, v'lo yove lahashkis be'isav lehave bechlal gzeiras make shomim. That means, as long as you have a mutadike source of water, that means if this, the make shomim will for some reason be posky, will dry out, so he's in the mutadike nesoyin, he started being mashke in the field, it seems, we've seen from Tosis, he started being mashke, it's bitter. But since he has a mayon, which can eventually take care of the ashkosa field, so memele we are not goyzer that he'll do isurim with the breicha. No, we say that is the machlokes Rav Ashi and Rav Pop. Let us see Rashi. Im psaikes breiches chode milse. Im ames amayim everes beineim. Bein abreiches halolo mutter lahashkeis mi meik shomim. Di poski meik shomim mashke ma ames amayim. So it will be poski, you have the ames amayim. Buhu sheru bishaloise sode shoise mi oise ames amayim. Shiyochel lahashkeis chayva sode bepam achas mi oise ames amayim. Avi ein, yochel lahashkeis bepam achas mi oise ames amayim. Chayv shol sode from the make shomim. And tish tilatreyat losayim yamasamayim litorachu maisim amasamayim achine. That means if there is one mutadikya source of mayim, if there's one mutadikya source, so then they did not. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Tono Rabbono, Breicho Shenoitefes Mayim, Mistei Beis Ashlochim, Zu Muta Lahashkis Mimeno Sode Beis Ashlochim Acheres, Vavide de Poska, Mravir Mir, Vadaini Metav Tefes, Omer Rabbaye, Bhushaloi Posak, Mayim Rish. Let us see, Rashi, what we're speaking about over here. Breicho shenotfo misode beis ashlochim zu, muto lahashkis mimeno beis ashlochim ach. Beis ashlochim shohoya gavoya. There was one beis ashlochim that was on a higher level. Voyomayon noiveya mitzidoi. And this beis ashlochim had a mayon on the side. And this mayon was flowing. So this Beis HaShlochim was taken care of by, it is a mayon. Betzad Echod, and the other, Betzad Echod, Oyer Beis HaShlochim Namuch. Now there was another Beis HaShlochim, which was on a lower level. Ubein Elu Beis HaShlochim, in between these two Beis HaShlochim, Hoyo b'tzad ashlochim anomuch breicha ktana. That means there was a mayan that was watering the top beis ashlochim, and it dripped down from the top beis ashlochim into the bottom beis ashlochim, and it made a puddle or a pond or of water in the bottom beis ashlochim. So now the shaila is this body of water, which is in the bottom base Ashlochim, the Shaila is, if we can use this water to be mashke, the bottom base Ashlochim. Now, Ochshemashkim base Ashlochim agavoya min amayim. Now, when we are mashke, the beis hashlochim agoyin amayim, noitev tifin min beis hashlochim agovoya, lesoich abreicha hanemucha. Is muta lahashkis oise beis hashlochim hanomuch me oise breicha. So the chiddush is, you're allowed to take this breicha, which is theoretically, it's not spring water anymore. This is equivalent to make shomim. This is water that doesn't have any, this is water, this is a breicha. So you're allowed to be mashke the bottom field from this breicha. Af agav de breicha avide de poske. Even though an breicha is avide de poske. Hoyel metavtev boy mi beis hashlochim hagavoya. But since it's dripping down on the beis hashlochim hagavoya, mayim, shebo loy machmas hamayim, that the dripping down from the top beis hashlochim, water which is originating from a mayon. So the Gemara kasha v'avide the poska breicha the breicha sa breicha might be nifsak v'ozel umaisi, and he might come and bring me mayanache. So adayni mitavtevis mi beis hashlochem gavoy l'seicha breicha the vade loy poska marabai vushloy posik mayan amitavtev mi beis hashlochem gavoy l'breicha. Muta lahashkeis mi brecha lebeis hashlochem nomuch, aber li posek maim, afal gav da daim metavtev mi beis hashlochem gavir secha brecha, ein mashki min a brecha lebeis hashlochem nomuch, dur moch posek v'ozol v'toch maisi me mayen achem. Na, the chazanish says pshat na gemar as follows. We have here on the bottom base Hashlochem, we have here a Brecha. So the Chazanish says as follows. Nire de Vadai, now this Brecha, it could be two ways. It could be Pa'omim Shamayim Merubim. It could be there's a tremendous amount of water. Vavi Eino Mitavtefes Loitavsik. That means, I feel it stopped dripping, but for Chalamoid, you have enough water. Upa'omim, and it could be that it is metaftev, uposko, and the tiftof is not enough uposko. That means we have here a criteria of tiftof. So, the chazanish, what's the criteria of tiftof? Lemaise, it could be it's stopping metaftev, and you have a large body of water, and this won't be posko. It could be you could have tiftof now, and it will be posko. So what is the criteria of tiftof? Uporuch, that was pshat the Gemara's kasha, the chaviyotze zeh poisik, shehu kebreicha dalba, the Gemara asks, who cares? Not the tiftof is the criteria, not the breicha is the... It's a breicha, vinisht vi, this is not a mayon, this water here that the bottom base hashlochim is being mashke his base hashlochim, this is not mei mayon, this is a breicha. Umeforish, so the Gemara says, no, da daim etavtefes, Uche de meforish abaye dadayin leiposik mayan harishin. It's speaking about the mayan harishin is going. And so you have here a mayan. And this mayan is dripping down into the brecha. Vehilkach choshev kemayan. So the longest of the heter is that since there is a chibur from the mayan oyoine, al yedei hatiftof to the breicha, so halachically we assume that the breicha is a continuation of the mayim, so it's not called, it doesn't go into the gzeire of you're not allowed to be mashke from a breicha, it's considered I'm being mashke from a mayim. That's the chiddush of this gemara. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe Oimer, Shtei arugois zu lemaila mizu. You have two arugois, one is higher than the other. Lo yidle mina tachtoine v'yashke eso al yoine. So, should not be, so the bottom aruge has a source of water. There's a mayan by the bottom aruge. So now it should not be doyle mina tachtoine v'yashke eso al yoine. Yoiser al kein omer abilozo bashimin. Afilu aruga achas, chetzio nomuch, chetzio gavoya, afilu it's the same aruge, is loyidle mimokim nomuch, viyashke lamokim gavoya, he should not be doyle from the mokim nomuch to the mokim gavoya. Let us see Rashi, loyidle atach viyashke le'elyin, ike tilche yeseir. Now, I'd like to see in the Veinik, there's a Yesodistic Raivit that the Mekuyesev brings down. And this is Negeya, this Gemara. Let us look on Daf Aleph Amud Beis, the Mukhi Yosef, the Ramaschal Tona Rabbonon, and it's the line right before where the line starts getting wide. V'chein das arayvet זל שהקשה ממס ניסן, ולוי שרינן מקילוין, המשנה, we will not matter מקילוין, הלו, so why won't they matter מקילוין? Because מקילוין is a תיכה יסעירה, even though it's all of them at base, and דברמאס אותנה רבונם, דף יריב. That they will not matter a kiloin by even though there's a pseide, there's a tirche, they won't matter. So he asks a kasha from another gemore that seems that they were chayish for pseide. Let's not get involved with the cases, and they were matter for a tirche yaseire. So the raivet asks, stimmt doch nicht. So let's go to the second line. The Rechem Perek Beis Asikna the Chodover Oved Mut Afilu B'mechub Afilu B'tirche V'hochi Asrinon Afilu Tircha Zute. And here we ask Afilu Tircha Zute Kigoyim Agamor Aruga Achas Chetsya Nemuche V'chetsya Gevoya. So you're not allowed to take a bucket from the, it's one Aruga. So how big is the whole Aruga? You're not allowed to take a bucket and be doiler from the water that's in the bottom half of the ruge and be zeirik on the top. Shizrik bekli, the Mukesa says before, you take a bucket and you're zeirik. Satir chesute. Vetiritz. So the Raivet says that you say this to Keteritz. Zal de chol inyen ze nimsa lechachome. Vehem ro shaloi kol aponim shomim. That not each case is similar. Elo lefi aveidosoi hitiru estirchoi. That means there's tirche and there's hefsid, and Chazal was shoikol that how great the aveid is, that's how much tirche is permissible. The kach shiaru, and this is what they were mishayir. Teirech meikiloin, to be doile from a meikiloin, from a boer, einei roi lipseidas beishlochem. That means this teirech is more than the hefset. Vechein loishove pseide da aruge litirche da hadlo. And the pseida of an aruge is not worth, that is not equivalent to the tirch of adlo. Why? The kiven the aruge shebetzida shoisa. That means if you have one aruge next to the other aruge. So since the bottom aruge is being watered, so they have a pseida leidach. So it's not such a pseida. The water eventually contacts the top aruge. V'tirche yaiser mi pseide. So the tirche is more than the pseide. So memele, so he says, so everything was weighed. That means, so our gemore is that what Chazal asked to be doile from aruge nemuche to aruge gevoya. So in Yisod, the tirche over here is a very minute amount of tirche. But le'idach gisa, the hefsid is less than the tirche, so therefore they answer this. What does Rashi say? Le'idlam atach miyashkel elyon dike tirche yiseire. So l'ched, ad-mufoshim say that Rashi olzak like taraivit, it's negei the next gemara. So, akaponim, there's more tirche than hefsid.